This is a dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J, P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth is 4-10-1990. Date of accident is 8-2-2023. Date of service is 11-12-2024. The patient was is a follow up visit today. She was involved in an accident where she was a passenger in the front seat and she was T-boned on the driver's side. The accident has caused her severe headaches, pain in the right side of the neck, pain in the lower back, with severe spasm with radiation to the left buttock, left leg, literally. She reports that the headaches are slightly better and the spasm on the left side of the neck is quite severe. The pain in the left shoulder is also reasonably better to the level of 2 or 3. The patient reports the pain are varying from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. For the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals a blood pressure 111/71, pulse is 70, pulse ox 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of October 3, 2024, dictation number 1010-020. Plan is to continue the physical therapy for the patient at her request as it is helping her tremendously. To focus on the neck and lower back and the shoulder. On the left shoulder, there is a continuing spasm of the paravertebral muscle from T6 to L5 and severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum. Kindly mention this also in physical exam that the patient has a musculature problem, a spasm of the paravertebral muscle from T6 to L5 and severe spasm of quadratus lumborum bilaterally. The patient has been ordered a physical therapy to continue 3 times per week, along with traction massage, chiropractic treatment, possibly acupuncture, laser treatment as well. She remains off work, household replacement, and transportation help has been ordered. Maps and labs have reviewed. The patient is advised to have a trigger point injection to the quadratus lumborum muscle and also to the paravertebral muscles. Medications are provided to the patient, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram to continue. She doesn't want any other medications to have. The patient was advised that she may benefit from a left SI joint injection to relieve further pain. She has done 5 series of epidural injections and we discussed the idea of 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine and the patient has not provided the consent yet, so we will be working on those issues. Thank you.